You are best known for breeding. How did you get into this nutrition situation?
Well, I guess just like any farmer, you don't like watching your plants get sick and die, especially when you've got a whole career invested in creating new things that you want to, you know, see how exciting the new fruit might be. So it's really hard to watch them get sick and die. So you're just out there doing whatever you can to try to figure out how to keep them, you know, alive and happy, and so they can grow up and produce.
Some growers led you to believe that maybe overdosing is the right term of micronutrients could help plants cope with HLB.
Well, actually, I got the ideas of looking at root nutrition from thinking about the Maury Boyd controversy. And, you know, he has the hammock grove down there that's been productive for years with greening, and the data supports that whatever he's doing there is working. And people have tried to repeat, but they've only captured the foliar part of what he does. And the other part of what he does on the ground seems to have gotten lost in translation. But when you investigate it, you find out that he's using a lot of compost and calcium nitrate on the ground. So he has a very strong program to help take care of the roots of the tree as well as his foliar program. So those combined things to me were something that hypothetically could explain why those trees were doing so good when people tried to repeat it with only a part of the overall total program, and it didn't always work. So that's when I went back and did the greenhouse experiments, determining that the infected trees indeed have greater deficiencies of the micronutrients than even in the leaves, which is not being addressed by a foliar program. So I also thought about, is there one or two key nutrients that might be exceptionally important in battling the disease? And so that's why I designed the overdose experiment and conducted that in the greenhouse, and now we're doing a little bit of that in the field, as time permits and time and resources permit.
You or some other growers are getting increased yield, fruit quality, and lower fruit drop.
Yes, well, the growers that are having success have learned that the trees do need a steady supply of the micronutrients, a constant supply all year round, and they're figuring out different ways to deliver that. They're also figuring out that with the liquid programs that the nitrate forms of the nutrients are working very well, and I guess that helps get the nutrient into the tree. It's a more accessible form to the root system and getting it delivered into the tree and moved up through the tree. We still don't know the optimal level of any one nutrient, but it's pretty obvious that the ones that are addressing the deficiencies that we have data on are having success. So there's a lot more to learn, but I think we're on the right track.
You'd like to see some more research by UF and others into this as well?
Absolutely. It's been way more neglected than it should have been. I mean, this work should have been going on the whole 10 years we've been battling the disease, and it's not just now starting to get a little bit of attention. There's a lot of reasons for that, but you know, that's the water over the dam now. But we know we need to do work now, so I hope it gets done and funded.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.